Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's American Freedom Streamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric and Gary and Chris. Chris, are you comfortable with the amount of Zionists in the Goldman Trump administration? I noticed that Gary Cohen, who is it Cohen or Cohen, one of the top guys in the Treasury Department? Oh, I don't have my notes in front of me. I try not to pay too much attention to these scumbags, but Gary Cohen's one of the Goldman Sachs operatives that's in the Trump administration's financial, either the director of one of the economic councils or the Treasury Department. I forget his title. Someone call in and let me know what's his post. He's one of the top guys in the Trump administration right now. I think he's in the Treasury. The Treasury Department is Donovan and Munchen. Cohen, I think, is he the senior? I'm going to just try to pull this out of my brain. Senior economic advisor. The National Economic Council. Is that what it's called? Or Economic Initiatives. Gary Cohen. Anybody pull that up for me? Anyway, I noticed when I was looking at the list of members for the Committee of 300, which is your real deep state, and you'll never hear that mentioned on any of the other broadcasts on the other network, but the Committee of 300 out of London, it's not out of London. I mean, it's based there, but it's an international. Tyranny has no borders. Once again, like Chris said, equal opportunity there. Equal opportunity abusers and persecutors and tyrants. Equal opportunity. International is tyranny without borders. There it is. Tyrants, kind of like doctors without borders. Tyrants without borders. And that's what the Committee of 300 is. They get the globalist players from all over the world. Doesn't matter where you're from. If you're playing by the program, and you're in a really reasonably powerful position, you can get elevated up there. And there he was right there, Gary Cohen. I'm pretty sure it was the same guy. It was the exact same spelling. And there was something else that flagged it, that it was him and not like another Gary Cohen. You have a member of the Committee of 300, an international global, the Committee of 300 is over the CFR and even the Bilderbergers, I would argue. The Committee of 300 is the real steering committee. The Council on Foreign Relations is lower-level lackeys like Hillary Clinton. That's why it just drives me absolutely bananas to hear other broadcasts just obsessing and hyperventilating about Hillary this and the Clinton Foundation that. Yeah, we know they suck and they're absolute criminals and they need to be go to prison. But every time, it's just a perfect distraction away from two things. Real quick, Chris, before I go to you. The higher the Bushes, which are that other foot of the New World Order, what do they get a pass? Bush and Cheney get a pass every time someone opens their mouth and says Hillary and Obama or Hillary and Podesta. I want to hear them say Bush and Cheney in the same breath, because otherwise the implication is the old war criminals of the Republican Corporation are getting a pass while we go after the criminals in the Democratic Corporation because they're evil. No, we better go after all or nothing, or it's obvious that people are working for only one specific side, and then neither of these two corporations, either the Democrat the two sides being the Democrat and Republican Corporation. And I think it comes down to nothing more than like a good, it's like a good Freemason, bad Freemason thing. You got two corporations, spy versus spy, out of Mad Magazine. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, that's exactly the party situation. We got the left wing of the Dirty Bird and the right wing of the Dirty Bird. It's still a Dirty Bird, just got two different... In fact,
And constantly hyperventilating about only one side is just... It doesn't just leave the implication. It's absolutely obvious and overt that people are nothing more than Republican corporate hacks, who are, we just got to get those right Republicans in there. This Republican's going to help us take back the party. Yeah.
Well, you know, you can look at the flip of the Republican Party, and half of them over there are neocons. Why have we still got Rince Priebus in there? Why have we still got Paul Ryan in there? Why have Mitch McConnell still in there? I mean, the left-wing extreme communists masquerading as conservatives, and the people of the Conservative Party are too stupid to realize these people are selling them down the river. They ain't got a conservative bone in their body. All they got is a thin veneer of appearance of conservatism.
And who put all these neocons and Zionists and police state pimpers in place? It was Trump. I mean, he did it. He had to know what he was doing. He's not ignorant. He didn't get to be a New York multi-billionaire land developer insider, consummate corporate insider, you know, by being a dummy. He knows exactly what he surrounded himself. It's good cop, bad cop. Trump's the good cop. All his guys around him with all their, you know, evil agendas, they're all the bad cops. And geez, Mr. Good Cop just can't, doing his best he is, but he just can't seem to rein in those deep state bad cops, all even though he hired them. He just can't get, and even though he could fire them, he just can't rein in those deep state cops. And by the way, he's going to turn over the keys to his daughter, Ivanka, who nobody voted for, who's nothing more than a brain-dead ditz, who's obeying the globalist program that she's issued. She doesn't have that original idea since she was born. She stands there and says, I'm going to work to help align the skills of the classroom with the skills that are needed in corporate America. She's been issued her orders. Go social engineer, plug a whole bunch of young people into a computer and so they can plug into a labor force for the international multinational corporations and somehow call that patriotism and sovereignty and liberty and freedom. Oh, it was absolutely grotesque. And for Donald Trump to tell those little kids, you're going to be the leaders of the world, the United States and the world. You're going to be the leaders of the world, the United States and the world. First of all, the United States was the second thought. He said the world first, and he said it twice. Those kids, they're not going to be, making them basically programmers or programmed. Is going to somehow, they're not going to be in positions of leadership. Nobody in the Illuminati is ever going to let those little children in positions of leadership. You're not in the royal bloodline. It's very difficult to break your way into that. You're either in it, you're born into it, or you're not. And they only hire, as far as there are people on the lower level, yeah, those kids might get a gig doing something, you know, and a mid-level enforcers, you know, but once again, it was very interesting that the piece we played by John Taylor Gatto, who discussed the six principles of secondary education, every single one of them was reeking, just stinking right through that 13-minute signing at the Oval Office. The databasing, the making all the children the same into a uniform. They all had the same shirts on, T-shirts nonetheless, too. In the White House, I mean, can't they put on some nice guys? It's not because they couldn't afford it. They were told, wear these shirts. You're the prop. So you had all these principles of the secondary education, the hardcore, global, progressive, social engineering, communist agenda going right forward. The corporatization, the databasing, the commonality, making them all uniform and in unison and all the same. The first one. Obedient reactions and habitual reactions to authority figures. There was Donald Trump saying there's very powerful people here. You like these people here? These good people, aren't they? Very powerful people here. That was insidious. He gave that. I saw at least five, if not all six of those principles in that news conference. It was clear what was going on. And what was the last one? Oh, the propadeutic, where they identify in the young children the next future ruling class, the cops, the judges, the senators, the diplomats, the whoever they're going to, you know, the enforcers, so to speak, the managers of the system, and which is why it never changes. And that was going on, too, because he's telling them you're going to be the leaders of the world, you know, so he's telling you you're going to go run everybody else's life just like we're running your life today from the Oval Office. Miss Betsy DeVos, my corporate friend, what do you have to say? Mr. Alex Acosta, or whatever his name is, the head of the Department of Labor. Here's your new labor pool. Yep, we're going to service you by giving you these brainwashed little computer nerds to plug into your corporate system. Nothing in there about making independent people and making people free and happy. getting the government out of their life, getting them land, having them start whatever their dreams are. And the very most insidious thing I think about the whole press con, the whole signing there in the Oval Office when he said, you know, you're going to do things in life, you should always listen, and you should always listen to your parents, but you should always listen to your parents, but. And when he said that, man, I said, oh, this guy's bad. He knew exactly what he was doing. He was telling them, don't do what your parents do ultimately. Do what you want to do, which is in some cases maybe good advice or sometimes maybe bad advice. Look, when you're that young and you're 8 or 9, you better be listening to your parents and not the government. You got a way better chance with your parents than you do with the Goldman Trump administration or any other political corporation or the corporate school system. I mean, please, you're better, and that's just the way it is. We're supposed to be, we are supposed to be in tune with our parents, not in tune with the communist administrators of Betsy DeVos and her Department of Children. It's not a Department of Education. It's the Department of Children. They are trafficking, literally trafficking in the minds of young people in this country. Do you find it as grotesque as I do, Chris?
Say what?
I said, do you find the whole thing as grotesque as I find it, with the manipulation and the mind control and the using the children as props and all six points
absolutely.
Of the country? Yeah.
To beat up a bunch of children with psyops, mind control, weaponized psycho-political warfare to blow smoke up them and tell them it's sunshine and fool the American people. I don't know who really listened to that stuff. They didn't realize it was communist tripe.
It was clear through the whole thing. And they called those 6 points, those six principles of secondary education, it's like the Communist Manifesto of Education. It's the specific
mm-hmm.
game plan. It's very simple. It's very straightforward. They're going to make all the children, they're going to get them reacting very favorably and habitually to authority figures. And you saw that in that conference where Trump said there's very powerful people here. He was trying to intimidate the children and realizing
yeah.
that, of course, they all had suits on, $6,000, suits and $15,000 dresses and jewelry and $2,500 shoes, and the little children are there and they're, in their Nikes and their T-shirt that says STEM on the front of it that they were given to be props. I mean, separating them right there, giving them a little red T-shirt to wear as if they're the little worker bee, making them all the same. So that's two right there. You've got the powerful people, getting them to react to habitually to authority figure. You've got the making them all the same. You've got the separating of the classes, making them all the same with all their red T-shirts, and then also separating the classes, which is separating Trump with their attire and their demeanor and their stature and their height and their power over them. So there was three right there, the class separation, this commonality, and the authority figure. And then there was, there was the databasing, of course. That's what you do with computers. Oh, by the way, we're going to have to play that again. There was so much in that night there, because there was one or two things I just didn't have time to. I couldn't have Mike stopping the thing every 5 seconds. We would have never got anything done. But Betsy DeVos, note her, this is in the conference in the Oval Office where they signed the STEM initiative for the Department of Education, where she uses the word collective. She says, this is going to be so good for your future and our collective future. And when you hear somebody in the Republican Corporation using the word collective, that just tells you it all. Do you need to know, need to know any more that the Republican Corporation is gone? It's not a political party that can be taken back, even if you wanted to, which, who would want it right now? It's just a pile of garbage and deceit. Because as Cicero said in 44 AD, he said, the enemy at the gate is far less to fear. That would be the Democrats, the liberals, because they come openly and say, we're communists, we're going to burn your city down, and okay, you can fight them. It's the Republicans, it's the good Mason, it's the good spy versus the bad spy who puts his arm around you and say, I'd be your friend, which is good, good witch, the good Nazi, we're okay, we're here. Good Mason is going
to
save
you
from bad
Mason.
You. Yeah, we're here to help you. Boy, isn't that one? That's the government, that's the military's motto now, is we're here to help you, Of course, it's we don't need the help. The best, the government's one job, if it's righteous, should be to make itself obsolete be there only in a very superstructured, very stripped down type of emergency situation thing. And making the individual communities prosperous is going to make it so the government's not needed. But once again, does the government want to be not needed? Does it want to be, or does it want to be needed so it can make a whole bunch of money along the helping us be more safe and secure? That's why it really rubs me the wrong way when I hear Trump using the word safety and security. We're going to make America safe again. We're going to make America strong again. It's just, those are code words. Strong means conquest, military war.
Hope and change.
Yeah, oh, right. It's the Republican Corporation's version of hope and change. That's exactly what it is. That's the motto of the left, hope and change. The motto of the right, safe and strong. And either way, you get a totalitarian nightmare. Do you not?
Absolutely. I thought you were going to play a audio.
Yeah, I think we're going to do that. We're going to chew up about 5 more minutes, and then when we get to about 20 after, we'll play one of the USS Liberty clips, and that'll be a fun way to close out the night. We've said enough. People know where we stand. And once again, I try to always come up with some solution for all the bitching and moaning. And all, but, you know, we got to, excuse me, my dog's getting in my way. He knows I'm on the phone, so he's got to have some attention now. But, you know, along the way, we got to have solutions. And, of course, solutions is, number one, get everybody in your area knowledgeable to jury nullification. If you haven't got a stack of jury nullification flyers with you at all times, shame on you. You're playing with fire. You're going to wind up in the witch's court. You're going to have a pool of morons and idiots who are going to do whatever the witch's court tells them to do, which is, hey, if the state presents a case, that's fine. They're not going to tell you you have every right to judge the law if it sucks. They don't have to abide by any. They're not. Nobody out in this world took an oath to obey all these laws of the state, but that's only the agents of the state who take those stupid promises. We're not under any contract. We're not. Implied consent's a scam. Constructive possessions is a scam. The drug war is a scam. And that's why getting people in your community, in your area, in your town and county knowledgeable to the jury nullification, they can judge the law as well as the facts, can save you, and it's going to save somebody else. And God will appreciate it when you help somebody else out as well, and it helps out other people to spread the word on jury nullification as well as yourself. You can't get arrested doing it. You just do it in a professional sort of way. And I would recommend maybe trying to call the high sheriff of your county and let him know that you're going to be passing out nullification flyers on public property. And if he has any problem with that, or if the court does, you expect his bailiffs to respect your rights. And if there's any problem, you want his opinion issued in writing. And they're not going to want to do that, so they usually leave you alone. Okay, so there's a great solution to your nullification. The other one is get your county and your town unincorporated. No corporate county. Corporations are serving Caesar. They're not serving, you know, freedom, that's for sure. They're not serving the Lord. Anyway, we got the music, so we're going to come right back after this break. We'll have another few minutes, and then we'll play a USS Liberty documentary.
To host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. like a cornered animal. The left, with veracity, is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of $30, $40, $50, or $100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Tonight. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. I got Chris and I got Gary. Gary, chime in at any time. I think we'll do a documentary tomorrow instead. We're going to chew up tonight. We got Rhonda on the phone, so we'll get Rhonda in and we'll talk with Chris some more. And we'll talk about solutions. If anybody else has solutions, whatever they like, you know, the common law grand jury, I think, is a fantastic solution. I think for a while there, the National Liberty Alliance had something going. And they, you know, which was constituting a common law grand jury in every one of the 3,134 counties in the United States of America. And I thought that was a great idea because, look, when a political prostitute goes bad, which most of them have already, that's their nature, then the citizens have to have, the people have to have a right to, and this is why it's a citizen, some people call it the citizen grand jury. I like the word common law grand jury better. But the people have every right to indict somebody on their own. That's the only way tyranny stops. It never fixes itself. It only gets fixed when people make it be fixed. And a nice way to do it is through a common law grand jury indictment. Not saying take enough guns and start shooting. I'm saying pass the indictment. Then hand it to your sheriff. And then put the pressure on him. You don't execute the will of the people. And I'm talking about there has to be clear. It has to be egregious, and it has to be clear, and it has to be well-founded, and it has to be public, and it has to be documented, and it has to be announced. There's a whole bunch of things that go along with it because I'm not advocating some kind of vigilantism where any 10 or 20 people can get together and do anything they want. But what other recourse do you have when your district attorney will never prosecute a local judge for locking up a mother for calling in wellness checks on her child because the family member who had custody was abusing the boy. Okay, and there's a, and that's a specific case that's going on in Webster, New York. And I can just cite, not dozens, hundreds of cases like that. And I can, and it's very unfortunate that I can do that. It gives me a stomachache, but it's better to have the truth set you free than keep you locked down in fear. So anyway, but that's, so the solution, common law grand jury. Solution, unincorporating your town and your county so it's no longer a private corporation running as a business. And when you call the courts now around New York, they say, our business hours are. I'm like, what the hell? These people think it's normal to have the courts running like a business? It's supposed to be only a place where, only serious criminal action would be addressed, number one, or a place for mediation where people have a dispute, they come in and work it out. None of this, you've got to hire an attorney for $400 an hour, and, you know, you can't represent yourself and all this other garbage, you know, making it, stacking the deck against the people, you know, what's it, like the Bundys, bringing them into court in handcuffs and chains, like Tom LaCavara, bringing these guys who never heard a flea in their life into the court in chains because they disobeyed the corporation? Yikes. Bad situation we're in. So give me one more minute, Rhonda, and then we'll get to you right after the bottom of the hour, I promise. If anybody else wants to join in after Rhonda's call later, we got 30 minutes left. The number is 800-313-9443. I didn't want to bring you on and then just cut you quick, Rhonda. So we'll get you right back after the bottom of the hour break that we have coming up. But it's so I like talking about solutions. Unincorporate everything. common law grand jury. Jury nullification, and very simple documents when you have to get dragged into the witch's court, starting with, does the public officer have compliance under the public officer's law by carrying an oath and a bond? We'll be right back after this break. American Hearing, Chris and Rhonda.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com.
TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the broadcast, friends. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got Gary and Chris commenting on a variety of things tonight. Let's get right to Rhonda so we don't make her wait any longer. Rhonda, taking an interest in the broadcast. How are you tonight, Rhonda?
I'm doing good, Eric. How are you?
Oh, not bad.
Hey, I have a question. You being an activist, we're very much similar in that we like justice. I like justice, you like justice, right? And
yep.
With the whole story, I know you heard that story about Jason Chaffetz on Fox News talking about how he had a conversation with Jeff Sessions, who said he will never prosecute Hillary. Well, Eric, I got to tell you, I have never wanted to be a lawyer, except for now. Because if I want somebody, you know how they do the honorary, I deem you to be a lawyer? You don't even
well, you
have
know,
to
it's
go
funny,
to school, but
I got to interrupt you. It's funny you said that, because I kind of have been thinking of, I mean, someone who was an activist could do a lot of good if they were able to practice in the courtroom, and if it was easier for them to get in and kind of, you know, I'm not saying take the bar license, but at least take whatever law classes that you need to and procedural things and get to know the procedures of your local courts, and then you can operate in those courts. And yeah, it would be probably a really good thing if we had more people like you and, you know, myself and Chris and, you know, Gary and all the listeners out there who would get into the courts and get familiar with procedure and get, I don't know, you know, I guess you could try to get a law degree. You could probably get a law degree online. You don't necessarily have to.
Eric, there's no time. We got to get
No, I know. You're right on that.
Indicted Right now. So if, you know, how people that don't know anything about anything, they just want.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was looking at the long picture. You want Hillary to go to prison now. And I do too.
I need the now. Because, Eric, if I could get a university to go, Rhonda, I deem you to be a lawyer, I would say, Hillary, I'm going to indict you. I'm going to indict you right now.
Well, you can't. Well, it's not you. Well, it is illustrates
no,
the need for. Well, this is why we need people's grand jury. You just can't indict with someone as a lawyer. You can bring action against them, but an indictment has to come from like
but
the state.
Jeff Sessions isn't doing it, so whatever.
Oh no, he never will.
No,
that's his
but that's
position.
What I'm saying, is if I had the power to do it, I don't care if I lose my life. I would do it. You know what? Does he really, really, really want to go down the history books as being the, you know, the P word? You know what I'm talking about, Eric? You want to?
He doesn't.
You only have a short time on this earth. He's going to be.
Sessions is pretty. Sessions is pretty stupid.
He's a weak man.
He's pretty stupid.
Yeah, and I would give my life. I would personally step up to the plate if I could get Hillary in jail. And I don't care if somebody comes after me with a gun. Go ahead.
That would be nice.
I'm not even on the radar to be in the history books, but Jeff Sessions is going to go down as a wussy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As a weak
right.
man. A weak,
yeah,
weak man.
A wussy with a P. I got you. Yep. No, you're right.
Okay.
He doesn't care, though. He doesn't care.
Why?
He doesn't care.
Why?
Yeah.
Why, Eric?
Oh,
why?
Because he's, well, because he's obedient.
Does he have something on him?
It would not surprise me. He's very squirrely and always looks. I don't trust him one bit. I used to kind of when I watched him peripherally in the earlier years, he kind of came across as a patriotic constitutional type of guy. That was a game. That was an act. Look at what he's doing now. You're getting the really ramification of these guys are all throughout the Congress. And the courts and the governors and the state legislatures and the executive offices like the presidency, I mean they're all throughout there. So they could just turn around and reach and grab any one of their fellows out of D.C. and they're going to be corrupt. There's very few good people there. It's very sad. This is why buy local, fix local.
Yeah, here's the thing. Here's what I got when I saw Jeff Sessions getting approval. Is that, he's like, how many boots can I lick?
Oh, yeah.
And then, I'm sorry, I have some background noise. People are laughing at me. But how many boots can I lick? And then even people who didn't need their boots licked, he would want to lick them. Damn it.
Yeah.
And
no, he's
it just pisses me off. I'm sorry, Eric, but it just makes me mad that these men, they're men. I'm a woman. And I would step up to the plate and throw them under the bus, And they don't have anything on me. But, I would totally give my life if I could get Hillary convicted for where she needs to be because she's wicked. She's evil. She needs to be prosecuted. And apparently there's nobody in Washington that can do it because they have too much garbage and too much dirt in their they're all colluded. They're all colluding. They're all dirty. So we need to bring in some outsiders. So if I could get a university to deem me to be a lawyer, I'll do it. I'm just saying. Are you the same way?
Request.
I want justice.
Yes.
Justice.
They're
going to
request.
Justice. I want the right thing to be done, and that's the right thing to be done.
Thank you, Ron. They're going to require you to pay them tens of thousands of dollars before they deem you to be a lawyer, I can assure you. But it's a wonderful...
Well,
it's
maybe,
a noble
maybe
thought.
We could
try
do
to
a
get...
GoFundMe page. We could do a GoFundMe
yes.
page, Eric, and Rodney
oh,
be a
to pay for your law
and
school?
Throw myself out of
oh,
the box for the rights of all humanity. Huh?
I would think that would be
I'm done. I'm ding, ding, ding. Rhonda is done, Eric. I'm done. I'm tired of it.
Well,
Aren't you?
Yeah, of course, Rhonda. This is why I do what I do.
That's why I love your show, but I am done listening to the trash. I want action, damn it.
Well, okay. All right. Well, listen, start waking people up. Turn up print up some flyers and to get
you're
as
doing
much.
A pretty good job.
You're doing a pretty good job. You got
well,
enough balls.
More than flyers, Eric. I mean, we're talking real time. You know, I just wish. Do you ever wish you'd have been a lawyer, Eric?
Not really.
For the hell of it, Eric, you should have been a lawyer. You'd have been a great lawyer, an activist lawyer. You'd have been a great lawyer, doing the right thing for the people. And you know, you would have been one of those people that are like, "What kind of lawyer are you that you're doing?"
Well, it's never too late.
That would have been you. Huh?
Remember, Rhonda, remember, a bar license is a control mechanism. They hold it over their heads like the
That's
henchman's
right.
axe, threaten to lop off their income if they don't do what the court and the bar want them to do. That's what they're
Chris,
all about, is controlling.
And Chris just answered your question as to about what why
oh,
Sessions,
Chris,
they, because
hey.
He's already taken the oath to the bar. He's loyal to his cult and his gang and his group. He's not going to do the right thing for the people. He's going to do the right thing for the corporate. And so will Trump, and so
Wait,
will Tillerson, and so will Hillary.
Did you just say Chris is a lawyer?
Chris should be.
No, Chris
is a look. Chris,
I know
Chris
law,
and
I don't have a bar card.
Here's the deal. Chris and I are both lawyers. We're just not bar licensed attorneys. We know the law.
Wait,
we know how to operate.
Do you go to school to be a lawyer?
Huh? I can be a lawyer. I get to talk in front of a judge for 10 minutes out in Alfred in front
well,
of standard camera,
can,
and I cited a couple of Supreme Court cases for pro se, and standing with the member of the group, and she let me get my say in, and next time we showed up, they dropped it. The state dropped it, so it was kind of cool. And it was just a code violation thing on Wayne, but it was a big deal because they were threatening to fine him every day since the beginning of the accident. It had been like a year and a half, so a couple $100 a day times 500 days is, you know, could be $100,000, so he was looking at it's just for stupid stuff, having too much stuff in his yard and that place out in the country that nobody can't even see because it's up on a hill, you know, I mean, that type of stuff. So anyway, but yeah, we're lawyers. We're just not attorneys.
Did you and Chris go to school to be a lawyer, but you didn't take the exam?
No, no school for nothing. We do all our own research on our own.
Okay.
We're street lawyers.
We're homeschooled.
Okay, well, that's even better.
We're free-range,
right?
Homeschool, self-studied in law. Kind of like Abe Lincoln, they claim was, although I'm not sure. But you don't have, remember, the bar is not a license. It's nothing but a union dues ticket. It's a private club membership. Like when you go to the after hours club, you got to have a card number to have your drinks on file there. It's the same thing. It's not a license to practice law. Absolutely not.
Well,
there is no such thing.
Chris,
Square versus the Board of Examiners. Go ahead.
Hey, were you on that show that I listened to? I don't remember I heard it, but where there's only one, I listened to the weekend shows, and they said there was only one legal lawyer in the country right now doing the right thing. Was that you on the line?
Well,
maybe.
There's only one lawyer that's legally doing the right thing.
I remember.
Interest.
1864 Webster's, legal is the removal of God from the law.
Mm-hmm.
And
but did you, were so you on that, that show? I listened to a show this past weekend where they talked about there was only one lawyer that could do the right thing, that could do the right law thing, you know, that was only,
I do show up on some calls regarding that sort of topic, although I don't know if I was on that precise one that you heard. I don't remember that part.
You probably Sean Whitehead or someone like that.
Yeah.
Or what's his name?
Between the two of you guys, you and Chris, between the two of you, Eric and Chris, I'm sitting here, right, in middle America as a woman, and I'm going, somebody's got to do something, you know? Somebody's got to grow a pair and get these idiots either, you know, Jeff Sessions is going to do it. He already said so. He's a girl.
Well, I am proud to tell Rhonda
than I do. Huh?
Well, Eric goes to courts and court watches. I go to court and court watches. I did I attended a court as a next best friend, as a private senior advocate earlier this week. I didn't get thrown in jail, so that was good. I got some a modicum of respect from the court, so that was kind of a tip of the hat to me that I conducted myself with decorum and honor in the court, and they didn't wreak their vengeance on me, so I was pretty pleased with that outcome. It's not an easy thing to go out into the bar court's world and try to accomplish any type of law actions because they retaliate. I'm on a hit list. I've paid for 2 federal court cases. I still have never got a court trial by jury. I can't get a court trial by jury in the federal courts. I can't even get to be heard in the courts. They take my money, but they won't give me any sort of an audience. They meet with the bank's attorneys against me and don't even invite me to the party when I paid the fee for the ticket.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Okay. Hey, you guys want to hear a really crazy story about the one and only time Rhonda's been to court?
Yeah, make it brief.
I'll keep it brief, but I had 2 disabled cats that were... Shut up. Sorry. I had 2 disabled cats, and they were brought in. Oh, and one of them got caught by animal control. So they held me hostage and said, you want me to release your cat to you and you can go to court, or should we take him away and you can pay a bond or whatever for my disabled cat? I said, I'll go to court. So they gave me my cat back. I went to court. Because they were disabled, I got a note from my veterinarian that said my cats can't be on a leash, and they got out, and they were able to be caught. They said most of the cats they can't catch because they can run up the trees. But okay, so I went to court. I had a note from my vet that said my cat was disabled. He can't be on a leash, you know, because they have a leash law or ordinance in my county.
Yep.
And so I went to court, and he goes, big judge man, said, I don't want to see you in my court for that again. Oh, God forbid, my cat might poop in your bushes or whatever. But, okay, all right.
I think that's pretty original, so, Rhonda. I've never heard anyone claim the ADA for the cat.
Yeah, I know, right? So, but here's the funny part, you
original.
Guys. When I went to pay my bond, or my get out of free card, or whatever, my extortion fee.
Mm-hmm. Good
when I went to pay that, you guys, the guy that walked me to where I had to pay the fee for the court fine, he goes, you really should keep your dog on a leash. I said, I was like winded. I played it up a little bit. I was like out of breath. I said, it was a cat. I didn't have my cat on a leash. He goes, are you kidding me right now? That's where we're at. And, that's where we're at, you guys.
Right. That's the nature of the totalitarian state we live in. We've gone so far down the toilet of tyranny that, you know, they're worried about, you know, a cat getting... Mm. I mean, I could see maybe a dog, because a dog, if we could bite somebody,
yeah,
maybe.
But they're worried about the
cat
pooping,
disabled cat,
you
know. Pretty absurd.
God forbid.
Rhonda, thank you for the call.
Thank you
for the call, Rhonda. All right.
Thanks.
Stand of the witch's court.
Thanks for being a tough woman.
I appreciate it. No, seriously, though, folks. Rhonda's a woman, and she's got more balls than most men.
And Jeff Sessions, or Donald
Trump.
She's
standing up for herself. She's not afraid to help get the word out there and educate people and call in this program. And I respect the fact that we have listeners out there who actually take interest in freedom and doing something for freedom, even if it's standing up for yourself in the witch's court. I like recall elections. Once again, jury nullification flyers. Unincorporate your town and your county. Buy local, fix local, keep the dollars that you spend in your local area. Buy from people who are like-minded. Support the sponsors of this station. When you have to buy something, buying something from somebody who, one of the sponsors of this broadcast, whether it be vitamins or gun parts or mortgage service, listening to other broadcasts, there's all kinds of stuff to be, go shop here first. If you enjoy it, and that's a great way that you're getting something for your money. and that money is going back into the RBN system, you know, keeping us on the air. And if you value this broadcast, you know, people support it. This is truly public broadcasting. There is, you know, the whole thing about NPR being public broadcasting is the biggest lie I've ever heard. I've got a list so long of corporate whores and foundations and international globalist pig institutes that finance that National Public Radio and NPR and all. It's laughable. We truly rely on public support and the few sponsors that we have. So support the sponsors and support RBN. If you can do it by phone, you can call 800. Get out your pens, folks. If you want to support the network, chip in. It will really help keep this broadcast on the air. We won't have to get into major fund drives. If everybody throws in a little bit every month, you've got your RBN. And you get things here from, you know, especially some of the other broadcasters on this network. Do great news, you know, and I highly recommend you don't have to go too many other places than RBN to get your news, to get your commentary, to get educated, to learn about activism. You're not going to get too many broadcasts on other networks that talk about activism. They're scared of it. It's sketchy. Oh, we got Ken. So hang on, Ken. So let me give out the number for RBN support. All right, so get out your pens and paper. There's two ways. You can do it by phone or you can do it by mail. You can do it by phone, 800-724-2719. That's 800 number, 724-2719. Extension 3, you can donate over the phone. Real simple, 800-724-2719. Extension 3 from the comfort of your home. Or you can reach out by mail. Still works great. Still probably the best way to go. Safest, cheapest. 2251 Double Creek Drive. That's D-O-U-B-L-E is in 2. Double Creek Drive. That's Suite 302. Round Rock, Texas. That's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas. 78664 is the zip code. That's 78664. So don't forget to support the network. We rely on you. Wouldn't you hate to see this all go away? I imagine if you're listening, you'd like to see it continue. So thanks for your support, everybody. And with that, we're going to go to Ken in New York. How are you, Ken?
How are you doing?
Oh, hi. Good.
I just heard the beep. I'd just like to say pro ses could be possibly likened to be free-ranging quadra. We don't really pay attention to any of the, how do you say? We're not bound by any rules.
Well, right. That's the way it should be, although the witch's court is always going to try to lock you into courtroom procedure and then claim that their courtroom procedure or their judicial procedure law or their, you know, is somehow trumps, you know, the higher standard of pro se common law constitutionality.
Well, I try to avoid court whenever I can. I try to solve things politically.
Yeah. Well, yes and no. I try to avoid court being a litigant or being a defendant as much as possible, obviously, to stay out of the witness court as somebody a victim of it. But if you should be down there, people, I would say try to get involved with the court as much as possible. You get down there, pass out jury nullification flyers, talk to the bailiffs, talk about common law, talk about the Constitution if you want to. You know, I got problems with the Constitution because it doesn't have any teeth in it. But you can. It's a good start, a good standard. You can bring up court case precedent. You can bring up, citizen grand jury, whatever you want to call it, unincorporation. You can bring up jury nullification. But get down there and pass out jury nullification flyers and talk to people. You'd be amazed the doors that'll open up. And it'll give you a certain measure of protection because usually they know if you're willing to stand up for yourself and you have a knowledge of the true law, you're probably going to be a little lower on the list of people they're going to want to come after unless you're doing something really stupid, which I do not recommend. But get down there and in public space on the front sidewalk and not blocking any doors, not in the courtroom, but you can hand them out in the lobby. And that may be the only point of contention is can you pass them out in the lobby and you need to – I encourage people, I do, stand on the fact that the lobby is public property, just like the front sidewalk is. Inside the courtroom, sure, I'll defer and I won't be trying to pass out flyers in the courtroom. Now, the lobby is fair game. They tried to shut me down from doing that once, and I asked for the decision in writing from the judge, and that never came, and they left me alone, and they let me do my passing out in the lobby, simply because I stood for myself, just like Gary did tonight. Gary from Michigan, our guest co-host Gary, who stood up against the TSA very nicely, and he said, look, I'm a veteran. I took an oath. My oath is my word. My word is as good as my oath. My oath is as good, if not better, than your oath. And one of the TSA guys happened to also be a veteran, former military Air Force guy, and he said, come up with me. He said, I respect that, and at least if it was even on just an ad hoc, you know, case-by-case basis and not necessarily TSA policy, Gary got through a lot easier than he would have. Just by standing his ground in a nice, professional, polite, nonviolent way. And so it's great resistance right there. And other people around you will see you do that. Courage is contagious. And people will also get the idea of they're going to stand for themselves. And that'll spread from one person to the next. So you may not know what the seed that you plant is going to grow into. But plant those seeds and go to courtroomwatch.org. Download the jury nullification flyer before they block it again. And get those flyers in the hands of everybody you can. You're too scared to go do it at the courthouse. Do it someplace else. Go down to the supermarket or go down to the, just put them on telephone poles. Put them on the bulletin board. Every place, grocery stores and cafes and, you know, I'll have bulletin boards. Stick a jury at the courthouse, the town hall, the county courthouse. Put the jury nullification flyers everywhere. Your town should be totally slaughtered with jury nullification flyers. Of wallpaper, all right? And you'll be giving yourself and those around you a measure of protection against the witches and the Nazis. All right, with that, we're going to sign off. I want to thank you.
Can I hold
Ken, we gotta, you got to hold it till tomorrow, buddy. Hold it till tomorrow, okay? So I want to thank Ken, and I want to thank Rhonda for calling in tonight. I want to thank Gary for letting me. It makes my load much easier. I want to thank Mike on the board for everything he does. I want to thank John Hurst, well, Mike Herzog, and John Statmore, and everybody at RPN. Hang in there, Patriots. We're in the middle of the worst Patriot persecution I've ever seen under the Goldman Trump administration. It could end tomorrow if this administration wanted it to. It does not want it to. The Goldman Trump administration is making a fortune on the private prison industry, and we will see you tomorrow. This is Eric DeVries on the RBN Network.